heard much about the way the formal laws and decrees operate. And we understand and take note of that. But we also want to emphasize that what is necessary for compliance with the covenant is how those laws and decrees and policies are actually implemented in practice. So even understanding the exigent situation that that state party has faced at various times, in particular during the state of emergency declared in July 2016, nevertheless, the measures that are taken must be necessary and proportionate. So this is why we keep asking about the application or operation of the law in practice. How many individuals were prosecuted under which laws, how many organizations were closed, and so forth. So I have a specific example that I hope will echo and reinforce what my colleagues have been asking. And it concerns the assessment by both this committee and the European Court of Human Rights of the determination by the Court of Cassation that the use by any individual of the BILOC application was essentially conclusive proof of a link between the individual user and a terrorist organization. So that was reviewed by this committee in the Al-Kush case in 2022, and again a year later by the Grand Chamber of the ECHR in the Yalchinkaya case. And both times there were findings that this determination was contrary to the principle of legality. So what I simply would like to know is, does the state party accept those rulings? They are consistent between this committee and the European Court of Human Rights, and will it take steps to implement those rulings? And I say that with a very specific question in mind regarding a very recent report we have received that the same kind of criminal prosecutions have been brought against individuals simply for downloading and using the Signal application for communication. So this application can be used for many purposes. Indeed, the UN recommends the use of this app for communications by human rights experts. So it's not the mere use of the application is does not mean it's being used for any kind of illegal or nefarious purpose. So we simply ask to say, with respect to these applications, will the state party accept that they can be used for legitimate purposes? So that's my first point. It's the largest one. I just have one request for clarification. So I believe I heard the delegation say that a member of the delegation say that the LGBT movement is a threat to the Islamic family structure. And I would just invite members of the delegation to explain how that comment, if I heard it accurately, compares to the responses yesterday that I heard from the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Education, both of which said that there is no discrimination on any ground of any person. And that was answered in response to my question about discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity. So I'm trying to understand, and I hope you can help me understand, how it is that the statement made today about the threat that LGBT individuals pose can be reconciled with the statements that we heard yesterday from the health and education ministries. Thank you.
Muchas gracias, señor Helfer, por su intervención. Seguidamente escucharemos al señor Díaz. Tiene la palabra, por favor.
Merci, madame la présidente, et merci à la délégation de Turquie pour les réponses.